Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will consider the nature of the Nazi regime between 1933 and 1939, looking specifically at the Hitler myth and the role of propaganda. A key factor in Nazi success was the so-called Hitler myth. This was an image which was projected of Hitler as a dominant national figure and the only man that could save Germany. The fact that in the 1930s 90% of Germans claimed to admire Hitler is evidence of its effects. Hitler was portrayed as being someone who took actions to help Germany. This included defending Germany's national interests against its enemies, the notion that Hitler alone could take action to rebuild Germany. It proposed the notion that Hitler did not have any personal desire, only for Germany's greatness. And finally, the belief that Hitler was responsible for all the successes of the German government. This myth naturally attracts supporters, and it helped the Nazis in their rise to power and then consolidation of this. Many German people are said to have believed this myth for a number of reasons. For one, Hitler and the Nazis offered an alternative to the divisions of Weimar Germany. In addition, prior to Weimar Germany, Germany had a long tradition of strong authoritarian governments, and Hitler seemed to be offering to continue this. And furthermore, from 1933, Hitler had had numerous policy successes which supported the myth that he was a successful leader. Other Germans were also heavily influenced by the impact of propaganda. Joseph Goebbels helped build this myth in a number of different ways. Goebbels had three roles in Germany. He was the Reich Minister for Propaganda, he was President of the Reich Chamber of Culture, and finally he was the Director of the Nazi Party's Propaganda Office. In terms of newspapers, journalists were all required to be members of government-controlled organisations, and editors in particular were affected by the threat of jail if they published anything that was seen to be damaging to Germany. The Nazis themselves had an influence, as they ultimately would purchase most newspapers in Germany. By 1944, 82% of German newspapers were owned by the Nazi Party. The government also had an influence over radio. The German government owned the Reich Radio Company, and this broadcast shows, including Hitler speeches. In addition, the People's Receiver was a government-sponsored program to ensure that all Germans had access to radios. Shows were also broadcast in workplaces. The Nazis also tried to influence Germans through film. The main purpose of films was to entertain, making people happy with their lives. However, all films that were shown were regulated, and some foreign films were banned. Goebbels himself approved every film that was made in Germany, and many of these featured strong pro-Nazi messages or anti-Semitic themes. There were also pro-Nazi adverts that were shown before films. Goebbels also used meetings and rallies. Large-scale meetings were used to show how popular Nazism was with ordinary Germans. Most notably at Nuremberg, there was huge rallies involving up to hundreds of thousands of people that helped portray the Nazi strength. Films were often made of these events to encourage or intimidate other Germans into joining. But it wasn't simply these issues that Goebbels used. Sport was also an important role in Nazi propaganda. It fitted in with the Nazis' desire to promote a fit and healthy race that was ready to defend Germany. And in addition, German sporting successes portrayed a strong and successful nation, including boxing and the Olympic Games. Art and architecture was also used to influence Germans. A license was needed to paint or hold exhibitions, and this could be withdrawn. The Nazis also banned so-called degenerate art, which was seen to be in opposition to Nazi views. New design styles were used to portray German strength, and the Autobahn building program showed huge economic success as well. Hitler and Germany were portrayed as being the same, as shown with the famous slogan Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Führer, or, more simply, one people, one empire, one leader. This attitude meant that to oppose Hitler was to oppose Germany, and it created a need to be loyal to Hitler or else face accusations of treason. The overall impact of propaganda is debated. Some historians argue that it greatly influenced Germans in their backing for Nazism. Others, however, would claim that propaganda simply reflected what many Germans already believed, or that support for the Nazis was instead based on fear.